Back in on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, Yankees win it 5-4 at Coors Field to take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. Start this trip out west on the right foot, a three-city trip. Win their 6th straight series, are 32-20, season high 12 over .500, and on to Anaheim. As for our Yankees rewind, ominous clouds ended up becoming a real factor in that 5th inning, but early on, you played through it, no inclement weather, and the Yankees jumped Antonio Senzatella immediately. Senzatella, like Freeland yesterday, came in with some eye-popping numbers, not in a good way. 10 starts, 1-8, a 6.34 ERA. And Paul Goldschmidt falling behind 0-2 as the leadoff man. No problem. Goldie's hitting 301 with 2 strikes this year. An 0-2 base hit up the middle to start the day. And Ben Rice scorched one to right, but lined out. And Aaron Judge, the machine that he is, he dunked a single to right field with a couple of homers in 2 days. And then the day he had today, I think the Yankee fans, the Rocky, everyone who came to see him in Colorado for the first time in his career at Coors Field got what they were looking for. So Judge dunked that single in the right field. Yankees in business, runners at the corners, one out for the sizzling hot Cody Bellinger. And he beat out a possible double play ball, a fielder's choice 3-6. That's how you score it. Yankees scored first in this rubber game, a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the first inning, Will Warren, who's been flat out dominant lately. Not the ideal start, but not how you start, it's how you finish. Jordan Beck jumped him, first pitch double to right field to start the day. Then Warren jumped ahead of the red hot Ezekiel Tovar, 1-2 count, but Tovar took a sweeper outside edge. Right back up the middle. Base hit, runners at first and third, and Warren walked Hunter Goodman. Bases loaded, nobody out, Ryan McMahon at the plate.
Here's the 0-1-2 McMahon pitch in the dirt dugout by Kisner. Here comes the runner, and Escara could not find it. He looked right, the ball was left, and very adroitly there, Beck comes in to score to tie the game at 1-1.
Yeah, heads up by Beck, and Tovar followed to third, Goodman to second. That meant the Rockies could score another run without the benefit of a hit. That's exactly what they did on a Ryan McMahon tapper to first, productive out. Goldschmidt took it to the bag. Tovar sprinted home. Goodman to third, still only one out, and 2-1 Colorado. But this was where Will Warren's day would change for the better. He reared back, blew a fastball by Brenton Doyle. Big strikeout, big second out. So two away, Goodman off third, and Michael Tolia, huge spot early in this game to keep that third run from scoring. And Tolia attacking the first pitch turned into our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
First pitch, he hits up the middle. Volpe to his right, throws from his knees, one hop, and can't get him. Tolia can run a little bit. And that'll be an RBI infield single for Tolia. And Colorado's got a 3-1 lead as Goodman scores.
New York retains their challenge.
Yeah, that Volpe play, that overturn, took a run off the board, ended the inning, and kept it 2-1 Colorado. If not, the inning continues, and it's 3-1 Rockies. So a huge moment, also not to be overlooked with the overturn. The play by Volpe, ranging to his right, back to his feet. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And Volpe making that play, going to his knees, and then Goldschmidt on the other end, always helping out his infielders with the stretch. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And how often does this happen? It always happens in baseball. Make an excellent defensive play, you lead off the next half inning, and Volpe slammed a triple just to the right of dead center field, maybe a foot away from a home run. And up next, J.C. Escara, number 25 on his back, and on 5-25-25, that's a date. Game number 52 for the Yankees, road game number 25. He had to come through, right? Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
2-1. Pitch hit. Look out. Down the third baseline. That's a base hit. Volpe had to get out of the way. Out of the box, hard to scare. Dig it for two. He'll get there easily. RBI double by J.C. Escara. Ties this game up at 2-2 in the second.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Just a eye-popping whoa situation. The RBI double, a two-base hit. A two-base hit by number 25 on 5-25-25, game number 52, road game number 25. We were talking about it. Susan and Dave were a little bit on the broadcast. Shout out Ricky, J.C. Escara. Number 25 was the number today, and he got the job done, tied the game at 2. Can't make this stuff up. And in the bottom of the half of the inning, Warren, after escaping the first inning, wasn't as sharp, but helped out by refining the zone, first and foremost, and Volpe making that excellent play to end the inning. Well, Warren in the second dialed in against the bottom of the order. An easy 1-2-3 on just 9 pitches, including a strikeout of Mickey Moniak on the changeup to start the inning. And then bounce back inning was just a start. Third inning, Warren, as dominant as he could find. Top of the order, that's what he had to navigate. He wiped out Jordan Beck on the sweeper. Ezekiel Tovar was next. He fanned on, you guessed it, that filthy sweeper. And Hunter Goodman after that. Warren, not messing around. Same pitch.
Will Warren, here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Man, did he pull a string? Are you kidding? Oh, that was beautiful at 82. Top of the zone. Ascara goes over to put his arm in. Touching gloves there. That's a good inning. A 1-2-3, 8 in a row. Retired 5 strikeouts in that bunch.
Yeah, so 5 strikeouts in that span and also completely disposed of the top of the order in a 2-2 game. And the Yankees quiet in the third and the fourth against Senzatella. But Warren coasting along started the bottom of the fourth inning with back-to-back strikeouts. A changeup put down Ryan McMahon. And then the 94 mile an hour fastball powered on by Brenton Doyle. 2 up, 2 down in the fourth. And Warren, 5 consecutive strikeouts at that point. 11 straight retired after the walk to Goodman in the first inning. The wild pitch that followed. And the McMahon RBI grounder in the first inning, well, that started a string of 11 in a row for Warren, with 7 of those 11 strikeouts for Will Warren. Some more domination for the Yankee rookie right-hander. With 2 out of the fourth, the game tied at 2. Warren did walk Michael Tolley on 4 pitches, but then immediately got Moniak to ground to first. Ended the inning. Top 5 with the lightning bolts and the threatening clouds in Colorado evacuating those upper decks. The rain started falling progressively more and more. Initially, it was good enough to play, so the Yankees a chance to grab the lead. They did. 1 out, nobody on. Top of the order. Paul Goldschmidt, another base hit. What else is new? He's just a hitting machine. Ben Rice drew a walk. And Warren Schaefer, the Rockies manager, pulled Senzatella going through the third time through the order and wasn't having much success there. Brought in the righty, Jake Bird, for Aaron Judge. And Bird greeted rather rudely.
Here's the pitch to Judge. Hit hard down the third baseline, past McMahon, down into the corner, everybody runs. Here comes Goldie to third, he scores. Ben Rice getting a stop sign, he'll stop at third. Judge with an RBI double, and the Yankees have a 3-2 lead.
What a 3 days for the captain, first ever trip to Coors Field. He plays well everywhere, but these fans wanted to see something from Aaron Judge. It was like theater, and he gave them exactly what they came to see. With a base open, Yankees now the lead as the rain progressively started to fall more and more. The Rockies intentionally walked Cody Bellinger, and Jason Dominguez sacrificed fly for a second straight day to follow. Skied one a deep center. 4-2 Yankee lead, first and second, 2 out, and with the rain coming down heavily now, no feel for pitchers, catcher, everyone on the field. Bird, a wild delivery, a pass ball, put runners at second and third for Anthony Volpe, and he was battling. 7 pitches with Bird, a couple of foul balls, but by the 7th pitch, rain coming down just too hard. It was unplayable. Rain delay, tarp to the field, an hour and 46 minutes. That's what we had to wait. And Susan telling us that the Yankees probably would have kept Warren in there had it been like an hour 5, hour 10, but hour 46 is too long. And when play resumed, unfortunately, that meant Warren's day was done. Jake Bird, the righty reliever who was facing Volpe, he was done as well. Jimmy Herget, the sidewinding righty, came in for Colorado. Once play resumed, he got Volpe to line to center. Stranded 2, ended the top of the 5th inning, and Jonathan Loaisiga was the new Yankee pitcher for the bottom half, came on for Warren after the delay, and a dominant bottom of the 5th inning, bottom of the 6th inning, rather, for Loaisiga. But you go next inning, Loaisiga, some trouble with 2 on, nobody out. Yeah, 5th inning was the dominant one for Loaisiga. 6th inning, 2 out, nobody on, trouble. Ryan McMahon, a base hit. Brenton Doyle entering 0-2, 2 strikeouts on the day, and 1-for-9 with 4 strikeouts on the series. He had a booming RBI double to left center field, made it a 1-run game, 4-3 Yankees. Loaisiga pulled by Aaron Boone. Mark Leiter Jr. came in at that point, and a wild pitch by Leiter Chase Doyle, the tying run to third. Leiter followed with a walk of Tolia, but big spot, got Moniak to bounce right back to Leiter, inning over, and with the Yankees clinging to that 4-3 lead, not much going offensively against Jimmy Herget and that tough arm angle. Leiter had to do his job and did it. 8-9-1 in the 7th inning, faced them and dominated them. Cruz, the 1-2-3 inning, a couple of K's, go to the top of the eighth inning. Yankees looking for insurance, a 4-3 lead against Tyler Kinley, the new Rockies righty. And with one out, Jason Dominguez, a full count walk, stole second. Dominguez made it 6-for-6 on base stealing and 11-for-11 on his young career. Anthony Volpe followed with a strikeout, but J.C. Escara was next. And two hits, an RBI already on the day, number 25. Yeah, you're just not getting denied today.
Line drive, there it is, right field, just out of the reach of Tolia. Here comes Dominguez. They had no chance scoring, no chance stopping him from scoring. An RBI single, a three-hit day, two RBI day for J.C. Escara, everybody. It's 5-3 Yankees.
What a day, a 5-3 edge, and that two-run cushion mattered a lot. Eighth inning, important for Devin Williams to have not one, but two runs, because he put two on, a one-out single by Hunter Goodman, a two-out walk, Brenton Doyle. But Williams, around that trouble, struck out the side, three fastballs, powered right on by, not messing around, a brand-new Devin Williams we've seen lately, and really, as advertised, Devin Williams, exactly who he is. Fastball change, a lot of faith in that fastball today at Coors Field. Ninth inning, with the insurance run created by Dominguez, we talked about it being crucial. Luke Weaver, this is where it's crucial. First batter he faced, Mickey Moniak, belted a homer to right field, made it a 5-4 Yankee lead. Then after Weaver got Nick Martini to line to left field, back-to-back base hits. Adiel Amador and Jordan Beck planted base hits, put two on with one out. Ninth inning, Aaron Boone telling reporters, yeah, we expected that Weaver fastball that has a lot of bite, a lot of rise, a lot of late life to maybe be a problem with the altitude in Colorado. He's also a human being. You know, he's not always going to be wham, bam, 1-2-3. We've become so accustomed to that with the excellent Luke Weaver. But today, two on, one out, ninth inning, one run lead, one already in. Ezekiel Tovar, who had an excellent series, tremendous young player. Seven-pitch battle with Weaver, but then Weaver bore down, got him to fly to right. And the last man standing for Colorado, 5-4 game, nail-biting time. It was Hunter Goodman, game on the line.
Weaver set, and the pitch. Swung on dribbler, back to Weaver. Gathers, underhand flip to Goldie for the out, and the Yankees get a 5-4 victory here at Colorado. Take this series 2-1.
Exhale. Yankees come to Colorado, get out of there with 2 out of 3, and they've won 6 consecutive series. They had to grind it out today. They did exactly that. They found different ways to score. The pitching held up. Will Warren keeps on keeping on. The bullpen did enough, and especially Leiter and Williams with pretty sharp days overall. Loaisiga ran into trouble in that second inning. Luke Weaver ran into some trouble expectedly. Yankees expected that with the way his fastball plays, but a 5-4 win for the Yankees for a 6th consecutive series win. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, every day, on demand, free Odyssey app, anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. The full thoughts from the manager, Aaron Boone, straight ahead on the Verizon Yankees postgame show. WFAN, Yankees Radio.